Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our New Delhi morning podcast of the day's big news story. This is Nandima Basu, Senior Associate Editor at the Print, and today I bring to you the latest on the outstanding boundary issue between India and Nepal that rattled bilateral ties between both the neighbors last year. India and Nepal held their sixth joint commission meeting on Friday that took place between External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Minister of Foreign Affairs of Nepal, Pradeep Kumar Gyawali. Minister Gyawali is on a three-day visit to India, and his trip to India marks the first high-level visit from Nepal to India since both countries faced a difficult period in their bilateral ties after Nepal Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli issued a new political map claiming around 335 square kilometers of land in the Kalapani region within its own border, including the area of Limpia Dhura and Lipu Lake as their own. India at that time rejected the step, calling it a unilateral move, even as it said that it will not accept such an artificial enlargement of their territory. The matter was taken up at the Joint Commission meeting that was held in New Delhi, even as Minister Gyawali refused to acknowledge the step as a unilateral move and said that they had to take the step as a consequence to India issuing a new political map in 2019. Gyawali said, and I quote, "Mutual trust, understanding and respect for each other's sensitivities and concerns contribute to strengthen the foundation of such relationship. Building and nurturing trust is absolutely essential for the health and harmony of the relations," unquote. He added, and I quote, "In this spirit, we desire to start the conversation with a view to resolving the question of boundary alignment in the remaining segments. Many of you may be aware that Nepal and India share 1,800 kilometer long international boundary, most of which is jointly mapped. Only in the stretches of some kilometers, the work remains to be completed," unquote. Minister Gyawali also highlighted that although it is a small segment of the long India-Nepal border, it is nevertheless an urgent matter that both sides should seek to resolve amicably. He said, "Finding an agreeable boundary alignment in these segments may not only take us to the stage of fully settled international boundary, but may also help generate positive vibe in the public sentiment as well as help instill greater degree of trust and confidence in bilateral relations." He said, "I believe that we can work out and reach that stage." He also highlighted that while both sides have agreed to resolve the boundary question through talks, both New Delhi and Kathmandu have shown wisdom that despite their differences in one area, the momentum of overall engagements has been continued. "We are also mindful that we should not let any outstanding issue between us be there forever and become an irritant in an otherwise friendly relationship," Gyawali said. Prior to the Joint Commission meeting, Gyawali also held a closed-door bilateral meeting with Minister Jaishankar, where both sides also discussed ways to resolve the matter. In the coming months, it is expected that both sides might hold a Foreign Secretary-level dialogue on the boundary matter, which was set up in 2014 during the first visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to that country after assuming power. Yet another area that remains disputed between India and Nepal is that of the Sustha region in the West Champaran district of Bihar. Prior to this visit by Foreign Minister Gyawali, there have been three high-level visits from India to Nepal since October last year, starting with the visit of RAW Chief Samant Kumar Goel, followed by Army Chief M.M. Narvane and Foreign Secretary Harsh Shringla. That's all I have you for right now, but I will be watching this story as it develops in the days to come. This is Nainima Basu, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's stable. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.